So let's go on here to Ken, who's calling us from Snohomish. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Doctor Wright.
Well, good
I
morning,
was my
afternoon.
I had my physical, my annual physical this week, and everything was pretty good, except he got to my heart, and he says, I have a little heart murmur. And I've never had, well, I did. When I was about 14 years old, I can remember, I've got a long memory. I went to the doctor, and he says, to my mom, he says, you have, your son has a heart murmur. And since then, I'm 86 now, and I've never had anything come up on any physicals. But I can't get into a heart doctor till at the end of the month, so I won't know, you know, what they're going to say about it. But he wanted them to take was it an echo?
Echocardiogram, yes.
Yes. And I wonder, is there anything, I just want to know, I don't know much about murmurs.
Well,
is this a dangerous thing, or?
sometimes they're termed benign because they're just there and they don't cause any harm. And otherwise, the silly things can be progressive. Usually, what a murmur is from a heart valve that isn't opening and shutting, just quite perfectly. And so it allows a little, what might be called a slosh, to go through. And as I said, sometimes those are benign, but darn it, sometimes they can be progressive. Now, I don't know of anything other than extra magnesium that sometimes is able to strengthen the heart enough to either slow down the progression, or sometimes it even just seems to fade away for a while. But there's a little trick about magnesium, and that is to get it inside of the nucleus of the muscle cells where it needs to go to do its job. Some people can just swallow the stuff and in it goes, and other people can swallow so much magnesium it gives them the runs, and it still doesn't get into the nucleus of the cells. Now, the people who have that problem usually have been having cramps or spasms here or there periodically, leg cramps, esophageal cramps, so the foods get stuck, something like that. And those are the people who need to take advantages of the what's called rapid magnesium IV push. If you don't get any cramps at all, then you might look at your supplements if you got some and see how much magnesium's in there. And I never do recommend going above about 400, 500 milligrams, but make
Right,
sure
that's
one
why I
of the
take 400 milligrams of magnesium.
Make sure of one other thing, sir. Since any of us in our 80s are more likely than not to have a lowered stomach acid capability, and that's research from the Mayo Clinic reported back in 1932, make sure it's magnesium citrate, because the citrate form of magnesium has been found to absorb regardless of the degree of stomach acid.
Okay. I don't take any medication, which is nice, but I take about
Yeah.
12 or I take about 12 different vitamins every day. And you know, I just I've been so healthy. I work hard. I chop. I still split wood and do everything, and I never have chest pains or
Good.
shortness of breath. And
Well,
that's one thing they ask me. And
yeah.
now, shortness of breath, is it when you yawn a lot, does that mean you have shortness of breath?
Not necessarily, no. There's other
Okay.
reasons. Sometimes yes,
Seems like,
sometimes no, I should have said.
yeah. And I think about something, and if I get nervous and I yawn, I think that's. But I walk the dog every morning. We go about a mile or two every morning. And then I work in the afternoon out here, and we got 5 acres, and
There
we
you
have a lot
go.
of work to do out here. So, and we heat with wood. So I feel real healthy, and I just think if I go to this heart doctor, and all of a sudden he says, "Oh, we want to put a, you know, heart surgery or something," do that. You know, if I don't have any other symptoms, I would hate to do that just for that one
Well,
symptom.
I'd agree with you, sir. So if you don't happen to have a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, it's not a bad idea once you've had probably the echocardiogram and other tests. It's not a bad idea to take copies of those and go see a doctor who knows what the heck they're doing with natural medicine for a second opinion, and then you get to decide what you want to do. One other thing, there's an author, he's a cardiologist, a regular MD, but he got himself, thank goodness, real deep into natural medicine. His name's Steven Sinatra. You probably heard it. It's like Frank, but he's not a
Entree?
real Sinatra.
Oh,
He's not a
Sinatra.
relative of Frank Sinatra. That's
Okay.
his name is Steven
Okay.
Sinatra. And if you put on in if you do computer stuff, if you put Steven Sinatra books into your search engine, oh my goodness, up will come. That man has written about 25 different books, and they're all on heart topics, and you
Well,
might be
good.
interested in one of them.
Yes. So I just, I've been so healthy, and when I have something, you know, like this, to me, it's a national disaster.
I hear you, sir.
I've just been so healthy, worked hard, and I never seem to have any pains other than a little arthritis, and I wanted to see if there's something I could do, if be prepared.
Yep. Well, right now I'd focus on making sure the magnesium is the citrate form and getting that in.
Magnesium citrate, right.
Yeah, and making sure you get all the safe tests you can get done, and then check with the doc who really knows natural medicine about whether there's other alternatives, sir.
Okay, that'd be great. There was one other thing, too.
Okay, we better hurry, though.
I am using Curaderm, and I've been using it for 2 years, and it's wonderful.
Oh, sure.
My little cancer problems.
It has a tendency to do that.
The other thing, my wife called to talk to you, I think, some time ago about potassium iodide.
Yes, sir.
For cysts. And we can't seem to find that potassium iodide in any of the drugstores.
Okay, call Tom McClintic Dispensary or go online, and there it's sold under the name of Bernard's Solution. I love the name Bernard.
Bernard's Solution.
Yeah, because Bernard Courtois actually discovered iodine as an element back in 1817, so we thought we'd honor him with that.
Yeah, now where is this? Is a Tacoma clinic?
Tahoma, T-A-H-O-M-A clinic. Mm-hmm. It's called the dispensary, even though, no, we do not sell pot, but it's called the Tahoma
clinic. Well, I wouldn't take it anyway.
Okay. It's called Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. Yeah.
Right.
It's called, in fact, if you put Bernard's Solution into your search engine, you'll find it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, with this heart murmur real quickly, normally do you have chest pains and
no, sir, not necessarily. I've found at physical exams a mild heart murmur for people who never had chest pain ever. So no.
Okay.
It can be from birth that there's just a little genetic weakness in that heart valve, you see.
Yeah. And I did have one that was about 14, but I've never heard, and I was in the service and flew and everything, and I had a lot of physicals, of flight physicals.
I bet you did
come up with this.
Yep. Okay, sir. Okay. Well, look, we're up on our break, so thank you for calling.
Thank you for all your time.
You're welcome, sir.